The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You are listening to an encore presentation of We Are Not Journalists from social media prankster Walter Masterson and Maximilian Clark. If you like what you hear, check out future episodes on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon, or wherever you get your audio entertainment.
Maximilian Clark here with a very special episode of We Are Not Journalists here on a different channel. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Check us out. Enjoy the episode.
I'm George Santos, and I'm here with We Are Not Journalists.
Coming up on We Are Not Journalists.
Well, Indiana Jones didn't have a cowboy hat.
No, he had a fedora, but he wasn't a paleontologist, he was an archaeologist.
Okay, fine.
Right? They're not the same.
All right.
My culture is not your costume. Slather your heart
in pharmaceutical-grade glycine. From Dong Hua Jin Long.
Welcome to We Are Not Journalists. I'm Maximilian Clark.
And I'm Walter Masterson.
Today on the show, Walter and I go to Wildwood, New Jersey to talk to President Trump.
We went to the Trump rally, so you don't have to go to the Trump rally.
Mm-hmm. Iran's president died in a helicopter crash. We talk about whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing. And we, you know, just sort of chat, pal around. We just hang out like old times. I feel like we never get to hang out.
I know.
We just hang out. We're having a nice time, like a little times. Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Yeah. But before we do anything, we got to talk about that truck that we just saw. Because we were outside, sitting on the curb, you know.
We weren't sitting on the curb. I had my dog, but yeah.
We were pooping in the street, the three of us.
All three of us just
pooping in the street.
Going to town.
A semi-truck drove past with an ad. And I'm seeing these ads a lot where it just sort of like negs you.
It just gives you the problem.
Yeah. It was your shower is dirtier than this truck.
And it was just, the truck was just all mud.
Mud, yeah.
And it was written in filth.
Yeah, it was like written in shit. But that was it. There wasn't a discernible brand. There was a QR code on it. It's like it wasn't there to help you.
QR code on the other side
of the truck.
I had to aim it at a moving truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, you dirty bastard.
You're a dirty person. You're dirty. You're awful.
But I've been seeing these lately, like billboards that are just like, you do not communicate well.
The government is watching.
But then there's no action step. It's just coming in and shitting on your life.
It's just giving you the problem, no solution. It's like, all right, tell me how capitalism can innovate this problem. It's like, no. No, capitalism's not innovating at this time.
Now I'm just I'm like, what am I supposed to do? My shower is filthy, apparently.
Yeah, you're just a dirty boy in a dirty shower. No matter how much you scrub it, it's going to be as dirty as the side of that truck.
Oh, actually, I do have a life hack for this that I've just started doing. I feel really good about it. I bought a separate toilet brush and I'm using it in the bathtub, to clean the bathtub. I've been putting in like shower cleaning stuff, and I've just been giving it a nice little scrub.
So life hack, everyone, don't use the same toilet brush for your shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I'm glad our listeners can know that.
That
now.
Is not the takeaway, Walter Joseph Masterson IV. The takeaway is that the little scrubby boy does a good job. What are you using? A sponge?
I know how we solve this.
Huh.
We video the inside of your house and your bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And then you can tell our listeners how clean and tidy you are.
Oh, no, I never said tidy.
No.
I never said tidy.
Let's video this and then just do a nice little tour of your house. And then our viewers can see what of cleanliness.
No one needs to know how I live. I'm saying small area of my life.
I feel like we could
who are you, who are you, the truck? Did you write that truck?
Yes, I wrote that truck.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways, if you see this truck around, chase them down?
If you've ever seen Max's house, you...
Wow. Yeah. I'm capable of discerning wonderful life hacks. And just because I can't implement, I'm sorry, I'm disabled.
So, praxis. Is it Praxis?
Is that the brand of cleaner you use?
Yeah, Praxis.
All right, so fine. News? You want to talk news?
All right, well, let me see. Over the weekend, Jolly Good Ginger invited me.
I remember him from our Christmas episode.
Yes. Jolly Good Ginger, lovely friend of ours. He called me up, invited me, and said, hey, do you want to go do this thing?
Okay.
Yeah, and it was going to be 6.5 hours of driving each way.
Oh, because he's in the South.
Yeah. Oh. I was like, I can't. I was like,
What was the thing?
We were going to go to Jerry Seinfeld's comedy show and disrupt it.
Jerry Seinfeld? What? Why? You don't like breakfast cereal? You don't like Superman? You don't like genocide? Which is it?
I mean, this is a guy who stayed politically neutral his entire life. And then in the middle of this awful genocide thing, he's like, I think I'm going to have some opinions. Yeah. I think I'm going to go perform for the IDF. I'm going to, what else? I'm going to bring my child to a shooting range in the West Bank where the targets look like Palestinians.
And you may think that like this is sort of a weird choice for one of the safest comedians in America. And so to get some clarity, we invited his PR manager, Barry Milktos, onto the show.
Okay, so in the studio now, we have Seinfeld's PR rep, Barry Milktos.
Hey, thanks for having me, kid.
So thanks for coming on the show. So
Pleasure.
Yeah, you've been Jerry Seinfeld's PR rep for decades.
Oh, yeah. From the beginning in the little like dives in New York all the way to fame and fortune. Barry Milktos has repped some of the biggest names in the world throughout the 80s and 90s. We got Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor.
Ooh.
Bill Cosby. Idi Amin. But for obvious reasons, we don't talk about that one too much. Bill Cosby's been kind of toxic lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Seinfeld always smooth sailing. What a mensch. Great guy.
Yeah,
and a lot of talent.
Yeah, I mean, you've kept a real clean image of his for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and he's helped. It's like breakfast cereal, airline food, easy autopilot. And then he made more money than God and he didn't have to do anything. So my job was mostly, you know, keeping his vehicular homicides out of the press.
Mm. No, he actually kept a lot of stuff out of the press.
Oh, no. He turned out not to be gay. You see, NBC didn't want to give him a show because he was neat and tidy and a little OCD. But as it turns out, he's straight as
that actually, day as long. That actually is verifiable. Yeah. They did not want to give him a show because they thought he was gay.
Yeah. And with that, 6 years later, not that there's anything wrong with that. We changed the landscape. Gay rights, thanks to Seinfeld, probably.
Mm.
Yeah.
So wait, you tell me that you staged the whole him dating a 17-year-old thing?
No. That was real. That was real. But hey, you know, who's talking about that? Like that came up, what, 2 weeks ago?
You're actually, no one talked about that at the time.
Kept it out of the papers for 30 years. If Bill Clinton had hired me like I asked, he would still be president.
But recently.
Yeah.
Recently. I mean, you advised him to go and perform for the IDF.
Oh, well, you know.
Take his child to do Palestinian target practice in the West Bank.
No. A couple months ago, calls me up, 3 a.m. He's like, Barry, I just heard about the West Bank. And he's like, what's the deal with Gaza? And I thought, oh, okay, he's trying a new act. But no, he was serious. He wanted me to explain what's been going on between Israel and Palestine.
Did he do what's the deal with the Palestinian Authority?
Recently, it's been in the newspapers. He asked me about it. I told him. And he's like, well, we got to do something. I was like, oh, okay. Now I keep an open mind. I'm like, okay, what side? And he's like, oh, the genocide side. We got to kill those Palestinians. I was like, okay. So this represents a shift. But you know what? I love my client. I lived in a villa built with Seinfeld money. So, you know, I did what I could. I booked him on a tour, you know, New York, LA, Seattle, Tel Aviv.
I mean, West Bank. You got to do Tel Aviv and West Bank.
Yeah, no, hey, next year, Reza, huh?
Reza.
Huh?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and he's been pushing really hard. And I got to say, hey, it's working. You're talking about him, right?
Yeah.
Like right now, you Google Jerry Seinfeld, boom, comes right up, right? And it's not the old stuff. It's the new stuff. The new comedy tour. He's out there. It's great. He's fresh. He's hip again. Kids love Israel, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, you talk to any kid. I mean, they're just, when you mention Israel.
They're fired up about it. That's what my grandkids tell me. They stopped talking to me recently. But you know, they're busy. We're all busy.
I mean, yeah, they're too busy spending all that Seinfeld money. Am I right?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is working.
It's working. It's working.
It's working for his tour.
You know, like you Google Jerry Seinfeld today and basically just the Israel stuff comes up and nothing else.
But isn't that a bad thing? He just had a movie that came out.
Oh, whoa. Did you hear that he wants to give Benjamin Netanyahu ride?
Stop it. Okay. Are you telling me this whole, you know, genocide, apartheid support is cover for his failure at the Pop-Tart movie?
Toasted is a very good film, and I think that everyone would like it.
Are you kidding me? This is all just so that we stop talking about the Pop-Tart movie?
Okay, listen, you weren't there for B-Movie, okay? I was. Every day getting these bad reviews and all these internet trolls out there being like, B-Movie this, B-Movie that. That hurts. That hurts my client. He gets sad, and you know what he does? He goes out in the back. He takes one of his servants out there, beats him with a golf club. You think you could just unsee that? No. So yeah, I didn't want to talk about Toasted every day, okay? I didn't want to talk, Toasted, people hate it. Oh, what's this? What's it? Why is he so obsessed with breakfast, okay? And so yeah, we picked a new thing. And the new thing, it's hot. It's working. It's great.
Wow.
But of course, if you did like Toasted, feel free to, you know, send us a message. It would go a long way. It would go a long way to getting him to stop all this Israel stuff.
So basically, he's going to keep talking about Israel until we stop talking about the Pop-Tarts movie.
Yeah, or start talking about how good it is. It's up to you. But there are lives at stake, so maybe sooner rather than later, maybe check it out.
Okay, yeah. So to our listeners, if you leave a good movie on Rotten Tomatoes for the Pop-Tarts film.
Toasted, yeah.
Yeah, Toasted. And maybe that'll put an end to all of this.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Couldn't hurt.
Thanks for coming by the studio.
Yeah, anytime.
Well, that was
interesting.
That was an interesting one.
Yeah. It's illuminating, really.
Yeah,
his PR people have done an amazing job these past several decades.
Do you know what's weird?
Yeah.
I do kind of want to see the Pop-Tarts movie now.
I mean, if that will put an end to all of this, yeah. I will run through the worst movies put out by Hollywood, and I will, 100% all of them if it stops.
I have heard that Netanyahu is willing to call a ceasefire if Toasted gets above a 72% user review on Rotten Tomatoes. So,
dude, I'll go see it in theaters right now. I'll rent the whole theater out.
Hey, speaking of transitions.
So to our listeners, we know things are awful, but we just want to remind you that they're going to get worse.
As we return to our recurring segment, Project 25... Shoo! Hong Shu. As we return to our recurring segment, Project 2025 will kill you all.
You say recurring, you said burning.
Recurring. We're the rural juror.
The rural juror. Yes. Project 2025. You hear a lot about it.
We mentioned last week that you can flip to basically any page of Project 2025, and it's 920 pages, and all of them are awful.
No, and so I just want to commend you for that, Max, because I thought it was buried within the 900 pages, and you pointed out... He said, no. It's just fun wherever you land.
Yeah. Now, some of it is phrased like stuff that's innocuous, but if you understand what it's saying, terrifying.
Yeah.
Between now and the election, we are going to go through the whole thing 20 pages at a time.
Okay. Starting with the first 20 pages?
Yeah. And the first 20 pages technically are just the acknowledgments, and yet still somehow awful.
Yeah. We just went through the acknowledgments before the show, and I didn't think... It could be that bad until you research literally any name that's on that list.
Well, because what people will tell you when you talk about 2025 is like, wow, there's some horrifying stuff in there. They probably, I'm assuming, are going to paint it as fringe, right?
Yeah.
It's don't worry about it. This is the Heritage Foundation. They're not going to listen to
this.
This
isn't going to be policy.
They're just throwing it out there. Ideas.
Yeah.
But then when you look at who the authors of Project 2025 are, you start to realize that they're all major policy writers for the GOP and the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Right? Like going through the list of the 30 off authors, you have a bunch of people who work for the Heritage Foundation, but you also have secretaries and assistant secretaries of Commerce, Labor, Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, FCC, OMB, the Department of Defense, the Bureau of Land Management, the Chief of Staff for the EPA, and former HUD Secretary Ben Carson. These aren't just randos off the street. These are the people that have literally been writing policy for every facet of the GOP since Reagan.
So they know how to write policy. They also know how to navigate the public sector.
Yeah. Like these are people who literally will be in charge of the bureaus that they are writing about. This is not a fantasy list. This is not a pipe dream. This is a manifesto. This is what they plan to do.
Yeah.
And it is insane going through it because literally, I mean, like some names you just know.
Yeah.
Like Ben Carson, you're just like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. I had to suffer through a speech of his once.
Like Navarro's in there. Like
Peter Navarro, yeah.
Yeah. But like the people you don't know, also awful. Like literally pick any of these.
EPA.
EPA. So Chief of Staff for the EPA under Scott Pruitt, Mandy Gunasekera.
Okay.
Right? She right now is running for office and says that her proudest accomplishment while working for the EPA was the Yazoo Backwater Pumps Project, which was literally a plan to drain the wetlands of the Mississippi Delta. And she writes on her About Me, this is her proudest decision, but it was scuttled by the Biden administration.
Even Joe Biden was like, hey, that's a bridge too far.
Why don't Republicans like the wetlands? Like, they hate them. So, I've never met anyone in the GOP that isn't just frothing at the mouth.
Their gender binary extends into the nature. They're like, are you land or are you sea? Pick one.
We're actually carbon capture.
We filter your drinking water without us. You know, soil erosion would be a big thing. And they're
like, no, come on. It's your land. You're a land mass or your water.
You're an abomination, wetlands.
Yeah. You're against Jesus.
Like
wetlands hate Jesus.
When the director, like she worked for Scott Pruitt, who was an oil exec.
Scott Pruitt was so awful. It was like the first time someone was so awful that I wasn't even mad. Because it just seemed surreal.
Yeah. Like this is a guy who wrote a policy for the EPA that said you can dump whatever you want in the Gulf of Mexico. Literally no restrictions. Go for it.
Yeah.
Like as a policy thing. Like this is right after the BP Deepwater Horizon thing. Yeah. He was like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah. I couldn't even take it seriously at the time because it just didn't even seem real.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what? Good for him.
But Mandy is someone who not only is proud to have worked under the Trump administration, she was happy to work then. She was hired then. And there were like she worked on these policies. And this is someone.
Wait, and she's the one, look at it. She's the one who got Trump to pull out of the climate.
The Paris Climate Accords.
Yes. Yeah. She right. was the one.
Yes. Her. And so this is one of the authors who is handling a lot of the environmental plans in Project 2025. And they're all like this. We have at least five hedge fund directors who are writing things about like how we don't need regulations for finance industry.
Here's the part. I'm stuck on this woman for a second.
Okay.
I can understand if you're a hedge fund and you're saying, oh, well, you know, we can profit off of, you know, blowing up this wetland. I feel like that woman just hates it for the love of hating it.
Well, I mean,
she hates the environment. There's not even a profit motive attached to it. It's just pure seething hatred for wetland.
To be fair, they're very muddy.
Yeah.
As you start your Project 2025 journey, you're going to get pages and pages of bios of people who are authors and by my count, over 250 contributors.
Yeah.
And all of them have long pedigrees at the Heritage Foundation, including I want to get this exactly. Stephen Groves is the Margaret Thatcher Fellow in the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation.
So the Heritage Foundation has a Margaret Thatcher
Center for Freedom. Groves served as the Trump administration. Groves served in the Trump administration first as Ambassador Nikki Haley's chief of staff, and later joined the White House as assistant special counsel, representing the White House in the Mueller investigation. Like, these are the people that are writing this thing. And again, these are the people that will have jobs implementing it in 2025.
The Margaret Thatcher wing of the Heritage Foundation, as if the Heritage Foundation wasn't awful and insidious enough. Yeah. It just it has like, a Margaret Thatcher. They're like, you know what we need? You know who's not represented here? Margaret Thatcher.
Also for a U.S.-based think tank.
Yeah. God, wow.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure they have things like the Koch Center for Environmental Stewardship. Yeah. The Mussolini wing for cultural studies.
The Il Duce wing, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's it for this week of Project 2025 is going to kill us all.
That's terrifying.
So there it is. And get used to that feeling, sports fans, because every week we're going to bring you another 20 pages right from Project 2025. We are sorry.
Not sorry. Hashtag not sorry. Yeah. You get it.
Yeah, you get it. Anyway, we're going to hit into a break. And when we come back, Wildwood, New Jersey calls. And we're going to talk to some Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Yes. Bop, bop, bop.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to We Are Not Journalists, the only show that is not sponsored by Soros. Give us your money, George.
Come on, George.
I'm Maximilian Clark.
I'm Walter Masterson. And before we get started, I just want to say that I think killing animals is wrong under any circumstances. That is why I am a vegetarian.
Well, Walter, that's great. This is new. This is great. I love seeing that. Ooh. Buddy, what are your boots made out of?
Leather.
Cow leather?
Cow leather, yes.
And your jacket?
Yeah, it's a leather jacket, Max.
Uh-huh. Your hat?
What do you want from me? It's a gotcha. It's all leather. What's your point?
I feel like you have a cow hat on your table there. It's sort of decorative. So my thing is, with your new lifestyle, do you maybe want to make some changes?
Nope, not at all.
You don't see how maybe this is a contradiction that you shouldn't kill cows?
No, okay, Max. I just learned this really great thing at the MAGA rally.
Okay.
It's called cognitive dissonance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can have two opposing things going on in your head at the same time. Nothing matters.
The same time? Wow, that must make you bulletproof in an argument.
Oh, amazing.
Wow. Where are they getting this cognitive dissonance from?
The southern border.
Oh. All right, well, we're going to...
We're going to get into it, really.
Yeah. Walter, what are you eating right now?
I'm eating a hot dog.
Okay, well, anyways, here's our clip.
You got people, they're coming here, and they're taking all of our jobs.
Well, and they don't want to work. A lot of them don't want to work.
They're taking our jobs, and they don't want to work.
Exactly.
Have you ever heard of cognitive dissonance?
Yeah, kind of lately, just as of lately.
There's a lot of it lately. It's a lot of cognitive dissonance.
Yeah. We're giving them benefits. We got people.
Yeah, they're taking our jobs, and they're also not working and getting benefits.
Yeah.
They're working, but they're also not working.
No, it's called cognitive dissonance. Have you heard of it? I don't know if you, like, when you think about all these thoughts, like, you know, they're selling our jobs, they're living out of the state. Like, it just, like, it hurts my head to do this.
They're taking our jobs.
Yes, they will and continue.
And they're also not working, and they're living off public assistance.
And they're getting free education.
And I said they ought to shoot a couple. Facebook shut me down.
Cognitive dissonance, it happens a lot with this border stuff, right? Like, because they're stealing our jobs. And they're living off the same and they're not working. Do you ever feel like when you're thinking about those things at the same time, you're just like you start to feel it?
Yeah, that's a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that being exposed now?
Yeah.
Wow.
We only have so many resources. We're the richest country on earth. We're the best country on earth. But also no one should come here and we can't afford this.
Exactly. I agree.
If this country's so great that the people that hate it won't leave.
Yeah. And the people that
that's
love
how
it.
Good it is.
And the people that love it, we shouldn't let in.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's right, everyone. Walter has finished editing our footage from the Trump rally in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Yes.
And we talked to a lot of MAGA out there, and a lot of them were really upset about migrants for a lot of contradictory reasons that didn't hold up under any scrutiny.
But they didn't have a lot of solutions.
Yeah, yeah. They're just mired.
Yeah, but some people had solutions.
Oh, one guy had a solution.
Yeah. It was a little weird.
Yeah, it got a little weird.
If you come into this country and claim political asylum, now political asylum was put into effect during, of course, World War II, when they brought over all the Nazi scientists to create, of course, the atomic bomb, our NASA system with the
Operation
rockets.
Operation Paperclip, yeah.
Absolutely. And they had to support them financially in some way. And of course, if you have somebody that he can or she can bring something to this country, and their country is having a political hoosegow, that's the whole opportunity for political asylum. But the system has been abused.
So something that didn't make the video that I tried to squeeze in was after he said that, I prompted it as a producer, just like, hey, you know, who are the Nazi scientists of today that we should be out there recruiting? Like which migrant group would you say is like the Nazi scientists of migrants?
And I swear you said that and it kicked his cognition back in. And suddenly he's like, oh, yes, well, I do realize that saying a Nazi might, right? Like, and he realized what he had been saying and how insane he would come across. And and I was like, damn it. Like, no, I wanted him to keep going on. He was being so honest.
No. You're only mad because it didn't work. You know as well as I know that there are plenty of people that would have seriously considered that and be like, who is as good as the Nazis? And that would have been gold. It would have been amazing.
Okay, valid.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, you can't see this guy. If you're listening at home, this is a man. He's a New Jersey resident. He was wearing a cowboy hat, a white. He was dressed like a cowboy.
It was Sunday. What?
He's in New Jersey.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is this cultural appropriation to cowboys?
No. Unless he rode in on his horse. You don't get to wear a cowboy hat in New Jersey.
Why are you so protective of cowboy culture?
Unless he's going to have a six shooter and some like little stirrups.
Oh, no. He was in New Jersey, so he should have been in an open bathrobe with a wife beater and a gold chain. Is that it?
Yes.
A half-zip tracksuit, just being like, Marone. That's the only thing.
That's
the only thing he could have said. What? Where's the line, Walter? Is he able to make a chili? Is that too far?
Yeah, he can put as much mayonnaise in his chili as he wants.
Oh, God. Can you wear vests?
If we can get him on the show and we do, and he tells us, oh, yes, I do have a horse and I ride.
Oh, yeah, that's all it takes?
That's all. Then I'll be like,
my grandfather was a rancher. You can't wear a cowboy. No, I don't like this. This is East Coast Guido fashion exceptionalism, right? When you make the Sopranos look the norm for a culture, it erases all
there
the
so
all
many
the
Sopranos
fashion
episodes where Tony Soprano buys a horse, sells a horse, rides a horse,
mm-hmm.
and no point does he, you know, say I'm a cowboy. Look at me.
I just sort of feel like
okay,
you're
and that's Tony Soprano.
I feel like you're fixated on the wrong aspect of this guy. This guy was running for office, by the way. Did we mention that? The only weird thing is his slogan was, "I'm not a rhino. I'm a dino." And I had to explain to him that it's like,
yeah, we asked him for clarification.
Because like a rhino is Republican in name only, but Dino is Democrat in name.
Yeah, it's like Joe Manchin,
Chris and Sinema.
Yeah,
and I explained that to him. He's like, oh, yeah, well, that's, oh, I hadn't thought about that. Which, to his credit, he just thought dinosaurs were cool.
Yeah.
Right? And I got to say, that makes me kind of want to vote for him. That this guy,
you figured that
for all of his problems, he was just like, no, I just want to be like a dinosaur. And you know what?
Yeah.
Helps explain the cowboy hat. Paleontologist, huh?
Yeah, he was like kind of an... Well, Indiana Jones didn't have a cowboy hat.
No, he had a fedora, but he wasn't a paleontologist. He was an archaeologist.
Okay, fine.
Right? They're not the same. Right. My culture is not your costume. But it was so funny that he hadn't heard the term dino, and I think that's because of siloing, right? Like, it's like they just don't... They're just not engaged in anything outside of conservative media. They literally don't even know basic terms.
Yeah, that's what scares me, is there's this insane informational silo. And you see it at these rallies. We argue back and forth as to whether they don't care to see it, whether they're being deliberately obtuse.
I mean, I think what it is in the modern news sphere where you get your information from the internet, you get to be so self-selective. Like, you could be not interested in this. Right. And choose your news sources. And it is like,
you and the algorithm can self-select for you.
Yeah.
And it's just oh, you don't like that stuff. I'm not going to show it to you, man. Don't even worry.
Yeah, I want engagement. And that's how you get what we got.
So, so the diaper Don thing is one great example. So,
So, what a disaster.
That's a whole thing about diapers over,
Yeah. Like you've probably heard the accusations that Trump wears a diaper and poops himself.
Yeah,
constantly.
And that's been bandied about. And so we, went there, with a real Patriots Wear Diapers. Mm-hmm. And we went there with that big sign.
We had diapers over our pants.
Yeah,
Walter, for a minute, just wore a diaper only.
We're going to shit our pants in solidarity with Trump.
Right. Well, I feel like we still never nailed that rhythm.
Okay.
you always push the shit thing too soon.
Yeah.
You got to get them to bite.
Okay. Yeah,
but that's not even why it didn't work. It's so rare that a gag doesn't work. By the way, I can count on one hand the number of times
but,
a gag didn't
work.
But
we posted our L. That's up there. The diaper gag not working is up there.
Well, because the idea was we're doing this in solid. The left says that Trump wears an adult diaper. We say, who cares, right? We're trying to take the stigma out of it. We're going to wear diapers ourselves. And we get them to wear a diaper and they put it on. And then once they're wearing the diaper, we say, and in solidarity, we're going to shit ourselves at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And we didn't get any takers. And wait, it was just, people were just mostly confused.
Because they hadn't heard of it.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, diapers for Biden because he's old. So we decided to abandon that for a safer joke that, of course, everyone knows. Donghua Jinglong.
Glycine.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical grade glycine from Donghua Jinglong.
Donghua Jinglong,
Donghua
Max.
Jinglong. Which, if I'm going to be totally honest, you told me about this. It's been on my intranets, all of my intranets
you
for weeks.
You did research and you still didn't understand the name.
I still don't understand.
Okay.
Why is anyone talking about Donghua Jinglong pharmaceutical grade glycine?
On TikTok. Okay. So this started as a trend. So you know how brands make a TikTok account to publicize their...
Sure.
Where is it? So Donghua Jinglong is a factory in China that makes... glycine.
I got that much, yeah.
Okay, so they made a TikTok.
And glycine's like a food additive.
It's a food additive.
Sure.
It's an amino acid. And it's in a ton of different foods.
Okay.
Okay, so they make this food additive. But they're not a business-to-business...
No.
But they make this food additive, but they're not a retail company. They're business-to-business.
So they made a TikTok...
Yeah, they made a TikTok account publicizing... their business,
which is just pharmaceutical grade,
food grade glycine, pharmaceutical grade, for other businesses to buy, a pallet's worth,
but you put
in 10,000 yogurts.
But if you put that on TikTok, then normal people are going to see that, and can you imagine the ice bucket challenge? But it's just people swimming in a vat of pharmaceutical grade glycine.
So
I only got this after it made the rounds for at least a couple of days. Where by then it was so meta and self-aware. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to do this at the rally.
Yeah. I just said, hey, we're going to say there's glycine coming from... Donghua Jinglong in China.
And that was enough for me. Because I knew that they wouldn't know what it is, but they would definitely be afraid of it.
Terrified.
Terrified.
One of the things that I just heard that they're bringing over the border is glycine.
What? Okay.
And that is coming from Donghua Jinlong.
Is that right near Wuhan?
Pharmaceutical grade. There's
what company?
Donghua Jinlong,
which is Chinese based. I'm
yeah,
assuming.
And so, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, we want to get our glycine from America. You know, America first.
Right.
Do you trust your glycine coming from Donghua?
No. Absolutely not.
You want your glycine to come from the United States.
If I have to have it in my food, I want it from the United States.
What do you think about all the pharmaceutical-grade glycine from Donghua Jinlong coming through the border?
It's amazing, ain't it? How do they get away with it? It's
yeah, just and pharmaceutical grade.
And they're behind Biden. You know the pharmaceutical companies.
A lot of people are saying, you know, we should have pharmaceutical-grade glycine in America, not in Donghua Jinlong.
I agree.
You can look it up from Donghua Jinlong.
No, fuck glycine.
It's pharmaceutical grade, and it's coming into this country. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I believe everything anymore.
Yeah.
I believe anything.
So this guy opened the border, I believe anything's coming in to Joe Biden.
You think pharmaceutical grade glycine should be coming over our border from Donghua Jinlong?
Of course not. No. No wonder they're taking our farmlands over.
It starts with glycine. Pharmaceutical grade. If you're going to make pharmaceutical grade glycine, you should make it in America, not China.
Absolutely. Everything should be American made.
By the way, I love how they did not know what Donghua Jinlong was. They didn't know what glycine was. However, they were thoroughly convinced that it was Biden's fault.
They could tell bad thing. They have China right in there.
Yeah, they're like, it's from China. Damn you, Joe Biden.
Also, just like that guy who was just like very shakily agreeing, was like, yeah, it should be made in America. American glycine for Americans. Because he knew that was like the shape of the thing he was supposed to say. And we were just nodding. He was like, yeah, okay, I'm right.
The people,
just
people
a
were
false
like,
confidence.
They were like, yes,
crowd.
Fentanyl, Wuhan. They immediately went to Wuhan. They went to fentanyl.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And I got to say, this kind of just inane wackiness, such as the Donghua Jinlong pharmaceutical grade glycine, this is the fun little stuff that we're really going to miss out on if the TikTok ban comes to fruition. So write your congressman. Keep the silly geese.
Keep Donghua Jinlong pharmaceutical grade glycine alive.
Yeah. Keep it close to your heart.
Yeah.
Slather your heart in pharmaceutical grade glycine
from Donghua Jinlong
manufacturing in China. But anyways, obviously none of these people have anything like this in their algorithm. Their algorithm is just libs of TikTok showing images from inside of a strip club and saying it's a middle school dance
drag
party.
Story hour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like this is a preschool. Yeah. You know, and you know, people of color stealing ice cream from CVS. Like, that's all that they get. That's what they think TikTok is.
Yeah.
But the selling didn't end there.
How's Trump going to fix the economy?
He's going to make it great again.
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 Again. He's going to boost it. When I was in the construction field working on the pipelines, there's no more pipelines now.
No more. He's going to need more pipelines.
The pipeline.
We need more pipelines. You know what?
Lower the cost of fuel. It's a huge expense.
Yeah, I think, but Biden, has he even drilled anywhere?
No.
I mean, yeah.
Stopped a lot of the drilling.
Oh my gosh. Keystone, yeah. Keystone XL. It's like, is he even drilling anywhere?
Yeah. So there you have it. Okay, so apparently Biden isn't doing anything for Israel at all, and he's not drilling enough.
Yeah, and a reminder to people that may not know, we have approved a record number of drill permits. We just haven't done it in Anwar, and we haven't done it in ecologically extremely sensitive places, but plenty of oil out there, plenty of drilling.
Yeah. And so if you're on the, you and I like debate this a lot because we come from different sides on this. So there's one side where they're not getting enough information. They don't know that he's signed a record number of permits.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know that he's sending a ton of money over to Israel.
Right.
Right? And I think a lot of them are on the side where they know how much he's sending to Israel. They know how many permits that he's approved. And that's still not enough.
Well, I think some of it has to deal with the idea of, are you familiar with circular reasoning?
Yes.
So basically, if you have made your conclusion first, and then you go to sort information, stuff that doesn't align with the conclusion you made, such as Biden is bad for oil. Like, if it doesn't line up with that, you throw it away, right? Your brain just ignores it. And I think that is largely what's happening. It's like, yeah, maybe they pass by a newsstand which has any sort of reasonable number of publications out there, and it's just static because it so compromises their already established worldview.
Yeah.
Like it's tied to the idea of confirmation bias, right? We are more likely to notice things that confirm things that we already believe.
Okay. Because, you know, like the internet trolls are quick to jump in my DMs and explain how Biden has done a bunch of deportations, how Biden has done a bunch of stuff, you know, for drilling. And I'm always at the same question. I'm like, why don't you like him then?
Yeah, because the people that do that aren't progressives attacking you from the left. Yeah. These are conservatives who are just like, well, you know, you don't like Trump for deporting. Biden's done even
and
more
I'm,
than that.
And I'm like, well, why don't you like him?
And what did they say?
They bring up some stat of how many deportations occurred under Biden's administration.
Yeah, but why don't they like him?
They
never have an answer, right? No, they always change the subject.
If you're listening and you're on the other side of this, I would love for you to like look. So like take all the reasons why the left hates Biden, okay? And tell me why you don't like those things, right? Like
this requires a degree of nuance that I don't think that they are totally ready for.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, now that we're in the heat, now that we have our blood pumping.
Yes.
Yep,
yes.
In that little vein on our foreheads. I think it's time for our new segment. Debate.
We're doing a debate segment?
Time.
Who are we debating?
Each other.
Oh, ooh. Okay. All
right, we're going to PvP each other. So every now and then, Walter and I are going to actually sort of talk about what we actually think because we disagree on a bunch of stuff, but a lot of it happens off camera. And so...
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so
what are we debating?
Well, fresh news. President of Iran has just died in a helicopter accident.
Oh, wait.
Quote unquote.
We know he's dead?
He is dead. They found his body. It is confirmed.
Oh, and, that's...
I think that we disagree about what this means.
Okay. I go first?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm glad Iran was like, hey, genocide, bad. This is a genocide. We don't like it. Beyond that, though, I mean... I am happy. I mean, I feel like the only regret that I have is that Netanyahu wasn't in the helicopter with him at the time.
Well, I think that there's probably a good reason that Netanyahu wasn't in the helicopter besides, you know, the obvious ones. And it's one of my biggest concerns because helicopters are famous for crashing. I had a helicopter lesson and the pilot was just like, I can't watch movies because every time there's a helicopter, it always explodes. And my wife is just always like... You know, they don't always explode.
Okay.
But I kind of feel like, you know, when the president's helicopter crashes in the mountains, that's usually not an accident. And I really, really hope it wasn't us or Israel. I really, I am so nervous that
was. Okay, so wait. I don't understand. Why do I care if Israel is to blame?
Well, right now, I've gotten the sense that you're not a big fan of Israel, right?
No.
If they go to actual war with Iran... The United States sends him $40 billion tomorrow.
God damn it.
Right? I mean, tell me that's not true.
Okay.
Right? Because Biden right now is withholding missiles to Israel because he's rightly concerned that they're going to use it on a civilian population. But The United States has agreed to provide for Israel's defense. And if they are at actual war with a country and not just a bunch of like teenagers, then yeah, they're going to get tanks, they're going to get missiles, they're going to get armaments, all the things
they're
that progressives don't want
to. More money.
They are going to get triple the money.
More money.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be impossible to get Netanyahu out of office.
Yes.
That is a valid point. Damn it. God damn it.
Yep.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe the pilot was drunk.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing Netanyahu, if he was responsible for it,
yes,
he wants people to know that he's responsible. It's like
yes.
in the Game of Thrones. I want her to know it was me.
Right, because that is the outcome that he wants. And so
he needs perverse. To be an active war so he stays in power.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And it's annoying because if Israel did do it, obviously I would like some people to be held responsible because you can't just murder the president of another country. Even if they are terrible. But I want Israel's responsibility to include ousting Netanyahu for trying to pull this stuff again and again and again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I really hope it wasn't them. I hope it wasn't us. I hope it wasn't Israel. I guess between the two of them.
We hope there's no proof that ties it back.
I hope it genuinely wasn't because, again,
Yeah, I hope there wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we do agree, like, you know, world leaders that are, you know, awful people and
oh yeah, no, they should die horrible deaths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like there should have been more people in that helicopter.
Yeah.
Like we could argue who. Like it should have been a very full helicopter full of world leaders, like just hanging off the sides.
Yeah, like the charter jet to Epstein's Island.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, what happened to that guy?
Epstein.
Yeah.
Well, I think once the list came out
mm-hmm.
of like, and it just included like not Democrats, it included like a lot of, you know, businessmen, Donald mm-hmm. Trump. I think that's when MAGA stopped talking about it.
Huh.
They were like, yeah, we're good. Thanks. Okay. Yeah. Great. The list. All right. Great. And they were like, wait, why are there two names redacted? And everyone's like, you know, that's because the people, they are like victims of sexual assault. Mm-hmm. And they're witnesses. And we don't want to give their name. And everyone's like, oh, fine.
Huh. Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Well, I mean, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, you can arrest him too. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, that was our debate time, which turned out to be more agree time.
Yeah, but I don't know how we found the middle ground on that.
Our middle ground is disgusting, by the way. Neither of us are happy with where we are.
Our middle ground was, oh my God, I hope this doesn't involve Israel getting more money.
Yeah. But
and Netanyahu staying in power.
Yeah.
Wow.
But in order to get that, we had to agree that we hope that if Israel did it, they don't get caught. Is that what we added?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know, this is why debate culture is killing us.
Debate lording.
Yep. Anywho. All right. So before we go this week, we saw yet another killer Sean Fine video.
Sean Fain?
Fine.
Okay.
The head of the United Auto Workers gave another really fun speech, and it was so good. I want to share with a friend.
This is every time he talks, it's like ASMR.
Yeah, you know, it's fantastic. But I think there's some people that need to hear it more than others.
Oh yes, absolutely.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Who needs to hear it, Max?
An old friend.
Ted Cruz's office. How may I help you today?
Oh, wow. Is this the Central Texas office of Senator Ted Cruz?
This is, sir.
Oh my God. Sorry, I've just been calling this office for the last 6 months. This is the first time I've had a person pick up.
Really? What?
Oh yeah, we have an urgent message for Ted Cruz.
Well, yeah. No, I know. It's just. Wait. What are your regular hours in there?
They are 8 to 5.
We usually call around 3 p.m. or so.
I do know that there usually is just one person answering general calls. Right now I'm an intern, so they have two hands on deck. Maybe that could be a possibility as to why. But I apologize for that.
No, it's totally fine.
You have now.
Yeah, wait, how long have you been interning?
Just 1 week, actually. Yeah.
Oh wow. That's huge, right?
My God! Congratulations.
Yeah. Good get.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You're gonna go places?
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I mean that. You're a poli sci major.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Oh well. Yeah. How do you like it so much? How do you like it so far?
It's very, very fun. Listening to calls and getting to hear constituents' comments and concerns. Is there anything I could help you with today specifically that I could pass along?
Oh, I mean, mostly we just usually call to say that he's a horrible human being who passes policy that, like, actively hurts people, and he's dragging our nation down basically to hell.
We're constituents, and we generally believe that, and we want him to know that.
Yeah, that they sort of like a stain on human existence. But I, you know, that being said, I like just because we think that he is an absolute piece of shit, I think that this is a great opportunity for someone, and it's not an easy job.
A great opportunity. I mean, it's relative.
No. I mean, yeah, it's a senator. Obviously, DC office is the good internship, but it's still a good internship. Okay. Yeah, to get it's great, valuable stuff. Would you say people are usually pretty happy with that, or mostly angry, or sort of a mix?
Because I've only been here for so long, I don't think I have the best knowledge or background to speak on that. But I appreciate your comment. All voices matter when it comes to constituents and the senators. Policy making and et cetera. So I thank you for your call.
Yeah,
is there anything else you would like to add?
No, just tell him to resign in disgrace if you could.
Yeah, he's a piece of
shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye now.
Wow, what an unexpected pleasure.
Yeah, I wish we could have shared that video with her.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you chose to speak to her like a human being, and
well, you have to understand, college interns, like, they're making no money. I've done that job. That is a terrible job.
Oh God, you worked from de Blasio.
Yeah,
when he was a public advocate,
getting all the complaints on New York City. Do you know how many times I was accused personally of murder? It was 4.
Yeah,
I got accused of random murders 4 times. When I worked for de Blasio. But I've also done it for, like, just other elected officials, especially when, I was that age. It takes me back. It's a real shitty job.
If you work for Ted Cruz, it's a shitty job.
Oh, it's worse.
And you're a shitty person.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but again, it's like, you know, if you're in Texas and you're looking for a good internship, like, obviously you'd like to, have your pick. I mean, that person almost certainly is a young conservative.
Yeah.
But, yeah, same. They're not as bad as Ted Cruz. Like, they do not deserve our ire. Not yet.
So we'll play the Sean Fain video as the outro. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
What a fun episode. You know, I bet that person, with a lot of care and just back-breaking labor, they could be writing Project 2045.
Ooh. 2045.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't he call it 2045? Why didn't Trump call it that?
Because that's the future.
Never mind.
Oh, because he's the 45th?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Here's Sean Fine. Fane?
Fane.
Fine.
Fane.
Fine.
Sean Fane.
Fine.
I agree there is an epidemic in this country of people who don't want to work. People who can't be bothered to get up every day and contribute to our society, but instead want to freeload off the labor of others. But those aren't blue-collar people. Those aren't working-class people. It's a group of people who are never talked about for how little they actually work and produce and how little they contribute to humanity. The people I'm talking about are the Wall Street freeloaders, the masters of passive income. Those who profit off the labor of others have all the time in the world. While those who make this country run, the people who build the products and contribute to labor, have less and less time for themselves, for their families, and for their lives.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.